So if I'm thinking about it, that it's really funny when people talk about why you are not doing this. Hey, why you are maybe for some behavior like, why you are not talk to me again? Why you are not doing this? Why you are not doing that? Why you are not become like this? Why you are not become like that? And what I think is, I want to see it from maybe in traditional way. If we talk about culture, if we talk about tradition in our modern era, it's always have a time where we always think that there is certain way that we have to act, like there is some norms or standard that we need to doing, like in school, like you have value of yourself, you have score, like for the highest score you have 100. But in the human behavior, human habit, human what they do, I'm not talking about evil things, but when I want to talk about how we always have a different way to express ourselves, and it's just not considering to be good when there is some subject that really want to talk about how the world should be, how our society should be, how everything should be. Like, it's just will not working when you impose to individual. Individual is not good. We're not acting like this. I'm not talking about in the political or in social. I think I'm more in social things, social sphere, social field. It's just when you see it, human behavior is when they have a standard of things, they will just act according to that standard. When you are at school, you are not those, you have tendencies to do something because of the standard. But when we talk about it, it's just when you outside that school, you are in the bigger structure of the world. You have the government, you have government to government. If you change place, there is some change of policy, there is some change of rules, culture, and everything. And everything is just want to impose us how to act. And I just want to focus on the subject in here because I see a lot of, not a lot, I think that like artists or anything, they just not act according to the system that wanted to be, but they just see like, I mean, they just sometimes they want to cross the rules, you know, not just rules made by government, but by norms, by culture. Like, I think individual have something that they don't have to follow everything surrounded a subject or individual, because they always have something like they have a certain responsibility. Like if individual, they may be a son, a daughter, and also they are a student, also they are a citizen, also they are maybe the child of God. For someone that believe in religion, they are the citizen of maybe for some nation, they are in certain society, they have come into certain tradition in their place and in some historical. So when I think about the individual that playing surrounding it. We can just making it like we every individual it's can be done. You can just tell anybody, hey, you need to act like this because it's the norm, it's the rules, it's everything. But it's not the nature. As an individual, a social, a political sphere, culture, rules everything. They have a right to choose, and they have. It's just human, you know, like it's their identity. Like if someone want to wearing red every day, what we will call that person? I mean, we might be just questioning them, right? We just not let them. Even in our mind, we will ask why this person. It's just tendencies. I'm not saying that it's always be happen, but when a person is just wearing red shirt, it's just always like every day, the same every day. Someone will question it. Someone will ask, not always as an act, straight to a person that doing that, but in their mind, they might be asking because they just. This person maybe is just not doing what people as quote unquote normally do, but it's not normal. I mean, like for a simple that a person can do whatever they want, but I'm putting aside the evil way. I'm just talking about the good things. All right, I just want to make things clear that I don't want to. Say that everyone can do whatever we want to hurt people. It's just not right. So when we just make things clear that it's just how people express themselves. Like if there's some rules in culture, maybe if someone is right-handed but they want to use their left hand, and this person is meet with a person that use right hand, so they just will it will be an awkward it will really awkward when they hold hands when they meet. Like we always do that when we met a person. So I think it's really good when to subject that they have certain expectation to other person that they will meet is always talking about their differences. It's just simply talking, not just this person that think that I'm right. Everyone is use right-handed, and right-handed is good. In this case, I'm not saying that, but this person is act as a right hand person, and they want to shake hands with this person that he remember that this person is right handed. I know him, but he forgot or he don't know. Like this person is just when he shakes hands. He or she wanted to use left hand, and it just will be awkward, right? But they can talk about it, you know. They just can, you know, high five. I mean, we just have to confirm. I mean, the idea to or just talk about it. I think there is so many way to not impose our thinking to other person, that's what I really loves to see. I really love that when they talk. It's just simply talk about differences. I want to doing this because when someone have their identity, oh, I love this, this is me, this is my identity, this is how I think, as might be as socially, maybe they don't believe in tradition, they don't believe in religion, it doesn't mean that the person that have a religion needs to be talk to this person that it is as, oh, you need to have a religion, but that's not the case, it's never that. So a person needs to have identity. They really need to have something that really express themselves, so they don't act as a fake person, as a someone that just follow what external world tell him to do, tell her to do, or anyone, I mean, transgender, or I will talk as an individual, as an individual, you know, whether anything pronounced. But yeah, I mean, in the, as an individual, I sometimes see that they lost themselves. They don't know what themselves is, because they always do what external world tell them to do. It's not abstract. I mean, I can tell you that maybe education institution, a family institution, society, they just always, when you come to this world, there is certain rules, there is certain anything that will punch you in the face, will punch you in the I'm not saying that as something violence, but yeah, it's really good. I think it just will never that yeah. But as a socially a person, it's to have something to think as themselves is really crucial. I'm just thinking about it. So, like, if someone wants to believe that they have flat earth, it doesn't mean this person is stupid. I'm just want to say it. It always doesn't mean that this person is just stupid. It's just, you know, this person has have a journey. They have how they become to that point. You just have to talk to this person, to this individual. I'm just giving an example. So we will not impose our idea to the person or judgment as really fast. If someone just flat earth, not mean just, you just have to see them and, oh, what they understand as our earth is just like this. But we don't have to say that, yo, you are stupid. Why? You just have to read and then you know, I know, but can you just talk? Is it interesting that someone think that this world is just flat? Can we just peace and talk to that person? If you have idea, you need to know that, is this person, if I'm talk like this, it will hurt them or not, is it will offensive or not. It's just, if you think you are right, you don't have a right to angry, to raging to this person. It's just as it is, but it depends on yourself. If you want to angry to that person, it's you too. But I'm not talking at the as a bad side. I'm not talking about angry and as it is. But what I think is just questioning, like, why this person is thinking flat, word flat. Is it the word is just like a globe miniature, like our normally earth that shaped like eggs? Is it just like that, right? If you curious, just ask. If you're not, then leave. saying the old fight world is stupid. It's just I don't want to say the negative thing, but I want to say that that's their identity. That's how they think. That's how maybe from that you know where they educate themselves about that. It's not just about our scientific discovery like Earth. It's just so many things that we have. Like for simple, like someone maybe have idea about how they have coloring their walls in their room, but if they think that oh no, everyone should have black because it's good. I know we are now that maybe in scientific things there is some color more maybe that really makes room better, but I think there is some side that we need to free other people to explore themselves. That's what I think. Yeah, this is I'm just talking about this because it's interesting. I'm just thinking about how as a person have a progression too. They have their journey, they have their identity that leading to the point that you meet them, you see them, you hear them, you remember them the last time you check. It's a person that have a really good journey, have a really amazing journey, whether it is bad or not, because maybe you can learn, right? So it's just everything that I want to say.